Kwalificerende luistertoets Engels B1, versie G. A&A Radio. Je gaat luisteren naar een radio-uitzending. Abigail en Adam zijn de presentatoren van A&A Radio. Ze hebben het over reizen met de trein en treinverhalen van hun luisteraars. De opname is opgedeeld in fragmenten. Na ieder fragment hoor je het nummer van de vraag. Lees voor het luisteren de vraag en de antwoordmogelijkheden. Luister dan naar de opname tot je het nummer van de vraag hoort. Kies het juiste antwoord. Lees in de korte stilte daarna de volgende vraag en de antwoordmogelijkheden. De toets begint nu.
Good morning to all you hardworking people. I'm Abigail.
And I'm Adam. Good morning to you.
It's 10 o'clock and this is A&A Radio London, 54.3. Today we are going to be talking about train travelling. And it's almost holiday season. So if you're taking the train to your holiday destination, stay tuned.
You know, there's something about travelling by train that brings out the child in me. I get excited as soon as I get to the station. Maybe it is looking out of the window and seeing the world fly by. The speed of the train is still a great experience to me. We want to talk to you about your train travel experiences, your funny stories, and your favourite train films.
1.
And what better way to do that than online? We all love to write on the internet about our own experiences, about what we have seen or heard, for the whole world to read. So as you may know, we've set up our own train blog, where you can share your train stories with us. Here's what Sarah writes. I'm going to Paris on my own for a few hours of freedom, and for shopping, but don't tell my husband, he doesn't know. No kids, no friend, no husband, just me and my iPad.
You naughty girl. Well, okay, we won't say anything.
2.
There is something old-fashioned about travelling on a train. I just love it. But not everything is as it was in the good old times. In a lot of trains, like the Eurostar, you need to press a button to lock the toilet's door, for example. There are no old metal locks anymore, and I'm always afraid of accidentally walking in on someone in the toilet. Times have changed. So if you take the Eurostar, don't forget to press the lock button. Do it for me.
3.
I found a funny complaint story on the internet. Here is what a customer of a railway company wrote. I have been riding your trains daily for the last 2 years, and the service on your line seems to be getting worse every day. I am tired of having to stand all the time. I think the transportation system nowadays is worse than 2,000 years ago. Guess what the reply from the railway company was?
We have received your complaint about our service and believe you don't know your history very well. The only way of transport 2,000 years ago was on foot.
4.
Well, it is true that we're all so used to travelling fast and comfortably that we forget how lucky we are compared to people in the past. I suppose we'd love it if we could be just like Harry Potter, disappearing and then appearing again at the place where we want to be as if it were nothing.
I can see your point. But I think I would miss travelling by train, especially with the high-speed trains like the Eurostar. I love the landscape passing by so fast. It makes me feel free. Ah, the fun of high-speed train travel.
5. There
is something modern about travelling from London to Paris, below the Channel. Eurostar is the high-speed train that started in 1994 and has taken travel between London and Europe to a higher level. But Europe's high-speed rail network is still not always functioning well. For example, the London to Paris service some time ago. Thousands of Eurostar customers, like designers and models going to the Paris Fashion Week, had to wait in trains for hours because of emergency repair works. Eurostar had to explain to the angry customers that the reason for the delay was a problem with a power cable in France.
6.
The Eurostar is about good service and modern technology, but that technology doesn't work when it's snowing. I have had to cancel my Christmas holidays to France 2 times because of small technical problems on the trains. So why not travel by plane, you might ask? I think it's the stress at the airport that makes train travel more attractive. The airport security checks can be awful, and I just can't travel light. When my hand luggage is weighed, I'm always afraid I carry too much. Last time my bag was weighed was at Rome Airport, where everyone with a large bag had to weigh it near the security check area. But in Madrid last month, I only had to fit my bag in the size checker. There was no weight check.
7.
And now for something completely different. Our daily horoscope, the news and the weather forecast. Today is Wednesday, February the 27th. We have a horoscope for everyone with the sign Gemini. Today you may want to organise things and manage your life, Gemini. Take a look at your time management. It's possible to plan every day so that you have enough time to do what you need to do, as well as doing everything you'd like to do. Make to-do lists and think what is important and what is not. There are many books and websites out there on this subject. Check them out.
8.
The news for today. It should be forbidden for criminals to move house after they get out of jail, the head of the London police has said. That only helps them when they don't want to be found anymore. Chris Grayling warned that criminals only move to a different place because they want to be watched less. He said, "I don't think when somebody comes out of prison, he should be allowed to move somewhere else without good reason. There should be better rules. Now they can take advantage of a system that is very chaotic."
9.
Also, the Roman Catholic Pope gave an emotional farewell speech to tens of thousands of his followers in St. Peter's Square. And as for sports, Dutchman Henk Bergen is the next football legend to get a statue in Madame Tussauds later this year. It will be next to three other statues of football legends, Johan Cruyff, Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo, which were put there in 2011. That's today's news. You're listening to ANA Radio London 54.3. It's 10:15. Now let's listen to some songs about trains. Here's Elvis Presley's Mystery Train.
Train arrived. 10.
If you are listening and know of any train films, then post it on our blog. But first, I'll tell you what a girl named Laura is now blogging. Something wonderful happened to me at a station when I was about 8 years old. I was waiting for a train with my mother in Birmingham. There was a poor man asking me for money, so I reached into my pocket and gave him £1. Unfortunately, most of my money fell onto the railway tracks. A man standing a few feet away from me jumped onto the tracks, picked up my money, jumped back onto the platform and dropped the money into my hand. And it was only about £2. He smiled and went back to his business. It was one of those moments of kindness that you will always remember.
11.
Here's another story from someone who also had a positive experience on the train. This is what he says. I was travelling by train to Durham when a man started playing his guitar. We all knew the song, so everyone began to sing along. That was a fun ride. What a great way to bring people together. I wish this would happen more often.
Well, it seems people are having happy and silly times in the train.
12.
Speaking of funny trains, here's some information that one of our listeners shared with us on our website. Hi, I'm Bradley. I am a big fan of circus trains. I'd like to share what I know about circus trains with you guys. A circus train is a modern way of transportation for the circus. One of the largest users of circus trains is the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus, also called RBBB, a famous American circus. Back in 1872, the circus had grown so big that they decided to start travelling by train.
13.
And then Bradley goes on. Two of the circus partners developed a system to get the circus trailers on and off so-called flat cars. These are railway cars used for carrying goods or passengers on a railroad. They used horses to pull the trailers up the flat cars, and then a second team pulled the trailers down again. That system, first used in 1872, is still used today by the circus, but with more modern methods. The first circus train had 60 cars carrying about 100 trailers. Circus trains have been useful for the transportation of heavy equipment, tents, cages and machinery, and big animals such as elephants, lions, tigers and horses.
14.
Well, listeners, we've asked you to tell us all about your favourite train films on our blog. And you have! Here's Harry's favourite one. Source Code. Source Code is an action thriller. The film had its world premiere on March the 11th, 2011. It is about a US soldier named Colter Stevens, played by Jake Gyllenhaal. He is sent on a secret mission to change something that will happen in the future. But he doesn't know that until he wakes up on a train. He doesn't know how he got there. He doesn't know who the girl in front of him is and why she's calling him Sean. He says he's not Sean and that he is a US soldier whose last mission was in Afghanistan.
15.
He sounds a bit confused, this guy.
Yes, he is. And he will be even more confused because the train blows up and Colter Stevens wakes up in a room that he can't leave. A voice from a woman named Goodwin is talking to him. Colter Stevens is told that he is not in the real world, but he's inside the Source Code, a computer program. The program will take him back in time and change him into another person. This is the science fiction part of the film. You're probably curious to know what happens then, but I'll let you watch the film yourself.
Well, that's all for now, dear listeners. Thanks to everyone for sharing your entertaining stories. Bye!
Stay classy, London.
Zestien. Einde van de toets.